For KGOU, I'm Richard Bassett. Each summer, hundreds of the state's elite art students travel to Quartz Mountain on the picturesque outskirts of the Wichita Mountains in southwest Oklahoma for the Oklahoma Arts Institute. But this year, the normally two-week arts program was moved online and shortened because of the coronavirus. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on how the Selective Arts Institute made the move.
Maida Escobar is warming up as part of her Oklahoma Arts Institute at-home choral class. Escobar was unsure of attending the Institute this summer. She already had a lot of obligations, and the idea of another Zoom class after finishing out the year at Muskogee High School online wasn't too appealing.
How is that going to work? Like, should I even do it? Like, is it going to be the same?
But after thinking about it and talking it over with her mother, Escobar decided the week-long course would be worth it. After all, she'd worked hard to try out and take part in the competitive arts program. It only accepted 270 students after more than 1,000 auditioned. And she's glad she did.
It's been pretty great.
She's learned a lot about not focusing on being perfect. Instead, she says she needs to be vulnerable and willing to talk about her mistakes.
And that's a really big thing for me because I just want to be like good all the time. But it is really good to admit to yourself and admit to your fellow choir members or your director that you're the one that made the mistake.
Escobar, like so many other students, went to classes multiple times a day practicing her craft. The format is very different from in the past, says Nathaniel Black. Black is attending his third Oklahoma Arts Institute, and this one isn't really comparable.
I'd say it's apples to oranges, and don't get me wrong, I love apple juice, but orange juice every once in a while is perfectly fine as well.
Black says the move online has exceeded his expectations, though. He's looking at photography in a whole new way. At previous institutes, he's leaned on the beautiful scenery around Quartz Mountain for his photos, but he can't do that in his Oklahoma City home.
It's required me to be really creative, which is actually a good thing. Because I've been able to see a lot of things in my neighborhood or in my house or my own backyard differently.
It was a difficult decision to move the Institute online, but it was a necessary one, says Julie Cohen, president and CEO of the Oklahoma Arts Institute. Some students have auditioned many times to get into the selective program that only takes a few hundred students, so giving them something was important.
The guiding factor for us was what can we do for the students who got in this summer and what kind of opportunity can we make sure they have so that they can push themselves to this higher level.
The format has obviously changed, but it's only supposed to be for 1 year. Funding for future years, though, was recently thrown into question. During the legislative session, lawmakers pulled about $200,000 in state funds from the Institute. And though a majority of its funding comes from private donations, that's still a big hit.
You know, this is a long-term partnership with the state of Oklahoma. And the thing that's so great about that partnership is we're able to provide students with this extraordinary arts education we could never provide them in their schools.
In written statements, Oklahoma officials vowed to get funding back to the Institute. A Senate fiscal staffer wrote that lawmakers want to continue funding the program, and the State Department of Education said it wants to continue paying out too. In a May meeting, State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister said the Institute is too valuable for the state to stop funding it.
This is truly the jewel of Oklahoma arts for students, and it's a jewel recognized across the nation.
Cohen says, like for every nonprofit, the future is cloudy. Their summer home is going through major changes right now, and a loss in state funding will complicate things moving forward. Tuition for students worth more than $3,000 is free, and the Institute's goal is to keep it that way. That's good news for students like Escobar. She hopes to have more OAI in her future.
I'm definitely going to try out next year, because if over Zoom, if it's this good, like I cannot imagine like what's going to be like in person, actually at Quartz Mountain.
If Escobar works hard and gets in again, she'll find out. But in the meantime, she says, the move online has already helped her improve as an artist. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more of Robbie's reporting on education online at kgou.org. Just click the link for State Impact.